Should have just done it myself. But I don't think Mike really cares. So I think he was just kidding.
Okay. So I can't get knifed again, man.
Okay, I'll tell you what, man. That kid's going to be a badass. Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, tough little motherfucker. Man, he's only two. So, yep. Be careful, Donnie. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying. All right. The show is brought to us in part by David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, 312-751-1333. PearlDavid.com. You mentioned Foot First Podiatry already, of course. Yeah, I'd like to know why that guy got shot in there. Oh, so I was going to say, see, here's another thing. You don't know this because you don't know what I'm thinking. Although I did say I was thinking of something that wasn't right. If they're, why don't they at least have like target practice or something for, so they can become better shots?
I'm sure there is.
It doesn't seem like it, man. They always end up killing the wrong people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying for gangs, they could have like, you know, at the, I don't know where, but somewhere have some target practice at least. Make them better shots. Yeah. How about free laser scope day?
Oh, to tighten up that shot a little bit?
Just tighten up the shot a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of ways to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I don't do drugs. So it's, I don't do drugs. So it's, that's not on me. That's on you two.
To do the drugs?
Well, no. Yeah, I'm kidding. Like, they wouldn't be selling drugs if people didn't want them.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yep,
the I can watch Narcos, you know, with a clear conscience, although not technically about that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. Il Porcellino is over on 59 West Hubbard. Last night I was, you know, my neck hurt yesterday, and we were talking about it after the show. I think I'm gonna go to a Chinese doctor.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. Get some Chinese, you know, get some
herbal
some
stuff?
Acupuncture, and then, yeah, get some herbal stuff.
Yeah.
To try for my headache.
Have you ever had acupuncture?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you find it effective? Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
What kind of problem? Was it solving a muscular problem or?
Yeah, I think it was like some back pain, lower back pain.
Yeah.
But it did work.
Cool.
But I'd like to get my herb on, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get my herb on. Because, you know, I'm dumping all this big pharma in me. That can't be good, right?
I think you probably need to clean that out of your system at some point. Run clean
that's
for
what
a little
I think.
While.
That's what I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I'm looking. Probably hit up Chinatown. Because that's kind of a two birds type thing. Get a nice bowl of wonton soup and some acupuncture and some herbs.
Could be a fun afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine I walk into a Chinese herbalist and he sees you know, abundanza.
Because
I look like I got a lot of problems, right?
Well, that's one way of putting it, but I don't know if that's the...
No?
When you see someone, I don't necessarily think that's the... Immediate. Well, no. Who's this big bag of problems? I don't think that's what people think.
No?
No.
I mean, you know, the weight. I don't think they like you to be fat in Asia.
Sure. Yeah.
So stuff I did like that.
You know. Yeah. All right.
Slight limp. I don't have a limp anymore, though. So now that my foot's been fixed.
Yeah.
Il Porcellino. Also, I was. So I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm.
Hey, you seem like you know, you started the show a little down on yourself. A little.
I wish I could get down on myself. I'm just not. My stomach gets in the way, and I'm not double jointed.
Down in the dumps. Here's something. A meme I saw that might brighten every.
Did I really seem down in the dumps?
Well, at the beginning, you were beating yourself up that you never have anything to say or.
Right. Well, no. I mean, I never have anything planned. I didn't say I wasn't going to come up with something.
Oh. Okay. Well, just listen to this.
All right.
He's working on something here.
All right.
A meme I saw.
Luckily for you, I do have something planned.
One, and it reads.
But can I just finish this before I forget?
What is it?
We were talking about my neck last night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it would be helpful if you'd try to follow along.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you recommended the place where you got your... I said, Mallory was talking about massage, and you were talking about that floating place.
Yes. Float 60.
Float 60. And I said, is it around here? And you went, yeah, it's like Superior. And I was like, dude, around here is like in this actual building to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't even think Il Porcellino was around there or here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only like 2 blocks away, 59 West Hubbard.
Yeah, you've got a smaller diameter for round here.
Yeah, it's that block that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And any adjacent block. But even that one time I stayed in the Lowe's Hotel, it seemed really far away to me once I started walking there.
Across the street?
Yeah, it did. I was like, this is much farther away than I thought.
Oh, man.
No, it really did. I was surprised.
Am I there yet?
I should have stayed at the Sheraton.
Uh-huh.
Much it's closer. More kitty corner. Much it's closer. Kitty corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oyster Bar, that would be up at 1962 North Halsted. And if you mention the podcast at either Oyster Bar or Il Porcellino, you get a free dessert, coconut cake at Oyster Bar, and the Stever Spumoni Sunday at Il Porcellino.
Yeah.
All right, Brendan. Go ahead.
All right, so this might lift your spirits.
Okay.
It reads.
My spirits aren't really down, though.
Okay. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. It was a loose start for me.
Oh, yeah, you've just been hard on yourself, so maybe... there's a cloud over your head. I don't know. But listen to this and see if it...
Sounds like you've got a story there, Brendan. What you got?
One awesome thing about Eeyore is that even though he is basically clinically depressed, he still gets gets invited to participate in adventures and shenanigans with all of his friends, and they never expect him to pretend to feel happy. They just love him anyway, and they never leave him behind or ask him to change.
They don't say cheer up or smile.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah,
but okay.
Even if he's, as long as he's not being like negative all the time, you know, as long as he's, I mean.
Okay.
I'm not saying that applies to you or to any of us, but just in the grand scheme of things, just a nice story, nice thought to put out there in the.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Sure.
I'm Eeyore in this.
No, I'm not saying you're Eeyore, but...
You're Eeyore. Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No. If you're ever feeling down, any of us out there, just remember that it's okay to feel that way. That I think that's the point.
Is that what it is?
I think that's the point of the meme, that you don't have to pretend to feel something you're not. I'm not specifically applying it to depression or anything else. Just
so I don't have to pretend to like you today?
If that's what you're feeling,
that's huge relief, man.
I guess the meme has given you permission to feel that.
It's just okay to be you, I think, is what it's trying to say. So don't identify as Eeyore. Don't identify as
Pooh.
Depressed. Don't identify as Pooh. You can
Christopher Robin.
Uh-huh. Owl.
Honey jar stuck on his nose.
Roo.
Piglet, yeah.
No, just be. And don't worry. Be happy. Okay.
Here in our little 100-acre wood of comedy.
Okay, so now you...
Participate in the adventures and shenanigans with your friends. That's all.
Oh, yeah, well, I think we do. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, yesterday you showed up with some flowers, which you inappropriately put on a microphone.
in a poo-like. A tigger-like. Yeah. Just, you know.
Which I threw out as soon as you left the studio.
I noticed they were in the garbage.
Yeah. And you had a sack of seeds. And, of course, that got us into our Jim Stafford hunk, which was fantastic.
Oh, so good.
Hang on one second, guys. Can you talk amongst yourselves?
Sure. Yeah. Brendan,
what'd you do with those seeds?
And that's all you get. Free preview, remember? But we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.